Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 4 days ago, we had Laro Jones Gonzalez, or LJ as he was known in the military, sergeant on with us. Got out of the military in late 2002. We got his DD-214. Honorable discharge, says he did, last post was at Central Command in Tampa, Florida. All that was confirmed. We've made phone calls, confirmed it. A lot of people ran around screaming, saying his story just couldn't be true. They didn't really point out anything real to criticize him. But say, Lavi, you got to vet stuff. Just you don't want to over-vet it to where you start getting delusional. And, you know, when he wrote a letter to the Cincinnati Post, he lives up in Ohio now, was running the security for an IT software developer. He was, that's what he did, was help work on the computers and stuff when he was at CENTCOM. That's why he was able to see all this stuff. He, you know, he put his name and where he worked and what he did out in the open in the letter. And that took a few months for the letter to get around on the web and get real big and for us to interview him. And he got fired yesterday, last night. He'll be joining us coming up in the next segment. He got fired. The neocons called up by the hundreds demanding he be fired. How dare you have a traitor working for you? How dare you have this evil creature? He doesn't just have those guys wanting his blood. Some of the 9/11 truthers, some of them asked real questions, but after a while, the questions just got ridiculous. And nitpicking and twisting and backflipping, and none of them ever really tried to go vet anything or make calls. But, I mean, I'd say 95% chance that Laro's for real. His story checks out. He did work at CENTCOM. And the big news is he saw a general being talked to by some of the colonels. And they're saying, why have they shot down any of these planes? What's happening? And they said, well, it's some kind of stand down to NORAD. They were told to stand down. Everybody knows CENTCOM interfaces with NORTHCOM. Everybody knows it was part of those drills. That's all come out since then, but people try to twist that and say they weren't. But the point is, you should be very happy. Laro has been fired. So the neocons should be happy, and the people that don't want breakthroughs and don't want to have more information come out about 9/11, you should be extremely pleased right now. Stephen Jones might get fired. He's still on leave. They're talking about firing Kevin Barrett, Fox News again last night. They're calling for firing the New Hampshire professor. So don't worry. First Amendment, it's down its last leg right now. Everything's going very nicely for you. Don't worry. Don't worry. They're going to have amnesty. They're going to have North American Union. Bush will take your guns, but you'll still be able to have plastic, desecrated American flags made in China by slaves. Don't worry. You'll still have that freedom. You can even dress up in huge American flag outfits like some of the Kool-Aid drinking Bush cult members were doing out at Ground Zero a few weeks ago on 9/11. And then I mentioned it, but I want to do a little diatribe on this after we take some calls. Our guest will just be on with us for a segment or so, and then we'll take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm sure you've heard New York Health Board proposes ban on trans fats. Here's another one. Chicago weighs new prohibition. Bad for you. Bad for you fats. I pulled up another article. Feds want to regulate fat. You see, you'll have federal officers that come regulate your fat. New York City mulls ban on trans fats in eateries. Obesity surcharge is taxing to be overweight today. That's the kind of stuff I have here in front of me on that subject, and it dovetails with a control freak society. See, it's going to be a total prison, but it's all for your safety. Boys told no standing to urinate. It is a human right to not have to sit down like a girl, said a member of the Norway government. But they say, that the boys and girls have to use the same bathroom. This is part of the humiliation, part of the denigration. Part of the assault on the family. They want you like cult member drones in a big beehive. And bees don't recognize sex, folks. They go to the bathroom in the same area. And that's all this is, the giant hive, the human species being all altered. So they're going to ban your fat and make you shit. We'll be right back.
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Top U.S. official chaired North American confab panel. Agency says she attended secretive meeting in official capacity as Assistant Secretary of State. Here's another one. Documents disclose shadow government indicate U.S. far advanced in constructing bureaucracy united with Mexico and Canada. Meanwhile, Dallas Morning News, Trans-Texas Corridor plans unveiled, but you read the article and it's got Centra, the big Spanish company, saying, hey, we don't have to tell you anything and we're not. Only that they're going to use $8.8 billion in taxpayer money to take over the existing roads, build new roads. Just wait till you hear about it. I mean, this is it, folks. It's happening. The looting, the subdivision, the breakdown of the country is happening right now. We're going into receivership is what this is. And we're going to get into the news about trying to send in, they're not really planning to ban fast food. They're just going to tax you, and it's all going to be on your new national ID card. We'll get into that. Lauro Jones Chavez, known as LJ, was a sergeant in the Army. He got out in late 2002. We have his honorable discharge, his DD-214. We confirmed he did work at CENTCOM. That's all been confirmed. People tried to deny that at first, and when that was proven, they went on to new stuff. But the neocons ought to be real happy. He got fired yesterday, and he worked at a computer software development company, and he just told me how much he was making a year. It was quite nice. He was good at his job, and he said they'd give him a good reference. His immediate boss is a nice guy and said, I'll still give you a good reference. Here he is. Why should I tell the story? God bless you for taking one for the team and for the United States, Mr. Chavez. We appreciate your courage. These go-alongs and get-alongs are just unbelievable. Recap just super briefly what you saw at CENTCOM so folks know why this is so important, and then why, how this, you know, how you went public a few months ago just with a letter to the editor. That you didn't mean that to be your big statement. It was just a letter you fired off to the editor. Now you've clarified and expanded here on the air. And then tell us what happened to you yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Alex, for having me on again. Yeah, you know, and I've gotten so much negative stuff towards my letter. You know, like, there, people are just taking it apart. And, you know, and the thing now, I'm just concentrating on the two points that, you know, I was there in the skiff on the morning of 9/11, and, you know, I was witness to a verbal confirmation from an Air Force liaison to NORAD that there was an order for NORAD to stand down. And earlier that morning, I also bore witness to a top-secret document, you know, declaring the scenarios, proposed scenarios of the war games that were going on. And, you know, those scenarios included hijacked planes, you know, crashing into buildings, to include the World Trade Center, Pentagon, White House, you know, obviously. And, you know, and really, you know, like I say, you know, my letter was just a rant, you know, and it was in no way intended to be an official statement, and everybody just kind of picked it apart, and, you know, and that's fine. And what my hopes
are... But I don't
are,
think is, they've picked it apart. I mean, they do weird little things like they say, well, he said, you know, 0400 a.m. Well, the military doesn't say a.m. It's admitted you were in the military. No one's denying that. I mean, it's just any way to deny.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think 0400 a.m., I don't know if Mr. White would even know what 0400 was. You know, I was like, a.m., you know, that's, you know, 0400 in the morning. So, you know, lots of things I broke down, you know, to, like, just, you know, layman's terms to Mr. White. Like, you know, I described it as an underground.
Well, all that aside, you know, you were there. Your information fits in with Norman Mineta and the other things we have. You know, I mean, I saw one thing debunking you, and it said, he claims Dick Cheney was in command of NORAD. How ridiculous. Here's the name of the officer who was in command of NORAD. You were simplifying it. It's not debated that 2 months before 9/11, in early June, Dick Cheney signed an order taking shoot-down powers away from NORAD and the head of NORAD. So, see, that's what I'm mad about, is the people that are out there acting like they're 9/11 truthers going after you aren't posting real questions. So everything I've seen they've said about you, because I looked for real criticism. I called up and vetted you. I made phone calls. I checked things. I said, send me this document. Send me that document. You did. I made phone calls, so I haven't found you to be a liar yet. Plus, my instincts tell me you're telling the truth, and they may be wrong. They rarely are, but they are occasionally. It doesn't matter. The point is, they're not going after you and your story on real, substantive beeps. Now, let's get past that. I believe you're legit. The info checks out. We know you were at CENTCOM on that day. That's confirmed. Let's go forward to you getting fired yesterday.
Yeah, so, you know, I came into work yesterday, and, you know, I was actually starting to feel pretty good about this. I was like, well, you know, everything's, you know, I think everything's going to be all right. You know, my boss had pulled me in on Monday and it said, look, you know, you got our company, you know, out there on the internet, and, you know, that's not a good thing because now we're getting, you know, harassing phone calls, you know, from people. And, you know, and I was like, look, you know, I told him, like, I really apologize. It was not my intent to, you know, to have this happen. You know, I had no idea that, you know, the letter was going to get this kind of publicity and, you know, on the internet. And, you know, so I'm thinking, you know, he's like, don't worry about it. It'll, you know, and so he kind of gave me a warm and fuzzy, you know, I, you know, kind of knew that it was not the right, you know, it was not a good thing to happen. But, you know, I came in yesterday and, you know, I'm there all day and, you know, about 2 o'clock, I got scheduled for a meeting and, you know, I went into my boss's office and, I sat down. I was a little early and I told him, I was like, am I too early? He's like, no, I'll be right back. And then, him and, like, you know, his boss and the HR guy, like, snuck in the office real fast and closed the door. And I just started laughing, you know what I mean, because I knew what was going on. And I was like, you know, I told him, you guys cracked me up. And then, you know, they real quick spit out, well, we're having some terminations and your job, you're being terminated from the position, you know, effective immediately. And I was like, you know, can I ask you why? He's like, well, you can ask. And so I was like, you're not going to give me a reason. He's like, no. So I was like, well.
Well, it's like, yeah. Kevin Ryan at Underwriting Laboratories. He'd seen their internal documents where they did steel tests and found that the official story was impossible from fire. And he said, I'm going public. And they said, you go public, you're in trouble. He went public and they fired him. He's suing them right now. This is the new America, folks. And no one's doubting Kevin Ryan because, you know, we have the Underwriting Laboratory documents. He's an engineer. You know, people don't have anything to gain from this. LJ doesn't have anything to gain from this. The man we're talking to right now, Kevin Ryan didn't. Stephen Jones. They didn't have anything personally to gain except having a free country.
Right. And that's
Charlie Sheen, let me say more. Charlie Sheen didn't have anything to gain. And then they wrote media hit pieces lying and slandering him. Now been retracted, by the way, in the worst way. And he could sue all these people, but he just says, I'm leaving it alone. I've seen him do all these other, and you know, now Jesse Ventura has gone public, and I saw some Navy SEAL site going, he's not really a Navy SEAL, you know, he's a traitor, he doesn't like the Iraq war. Folks, it's admitted that he was in the Navy SEALs for 4 years of his 6 years in the Navy, and it's admitted he saw major combat in Vietnam. But see, by the time these neocons are done with you, folks, Jesse Ventura was never a Navy SEAL, okay? I mean, they're actually saying he wasn't really a SEAL. Because he isn't for the war, and he doesn't, you know, he questions 9/11. You're cult members. You're jokes. You're weak-minded. Okay, that's what you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. So they said, no, you're terminated. What else happened?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, they took my badge. They took my computer immediately. You know, what's your procedure? You know, that's what I did. Is I, you know, wrote the security procedures for the company. So I wasn't, you know, that wasn't strange at all to me. You know, my account was disabled immediately. You know, and I kind of took my time. You know, I played some last-minute ping pong, you know, and said bye to people, and everybody was like, what's going on? You know, and I was like, well, I'm sure eventually it'll unfold, you know, as to why. You know, they won't tell me, but maybe somebody will tell somebody that'll filter down. They'll be like, yeah, you know, just bad publicity to the company. They weren't willing to protect me. You know, I mean, you know, obviously the business was more important than, you know, what I was trying to do. And
yeah, but this would have blown, you know, this would have blown over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. I think it would have. I think that,
what type of software did they do? Because you said there were some investors that were military.
Right. It's property management software. And, you know, I was told, you know, a while back that one of the key investors was, you know, an ex-military member that's very, you know, very, very well off or whatnot. And, you know, I mean, you know, that could have something to do with it. I mean, obviously, you know, the directives to, you know, to terminate me came from, you know, probably the owner of the company, you know, and They're still up and coming, and, you know, obviously the negative publicity could probably hurt them, and it was, you know,
Was the owner in the room, or just one?
No, of course not. No, not at all. You know, I don't even know if he was there that day at all, you know. So, I have no clue. But,
well, I'm sure the neocons are happy, because this is their tactic to stop free speech.
Absolutely. What's happening to the Constitution?
Well, I mean, your fault is you did vet yourself. You were telling them, hey, I was in the military. I did internet security there. I work here, do internet security now. I'm telling you, this is, you know, some of the things we witnessed. And it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm sure it's not over yet. I mean, by the time they're done with me, it'll probably end up that I was never in the military. I mean, I have no idea of, you know, the lengths that these people are willing to go to, so... You know, I got recommended by somebody to do a dead man's switch, I guess, which is a tape testimony, and then send it out to like 8 of my friends and have them hold on to it.
Can you videotape yourself maybe 5 minutes and then email it to us and we'll post it?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I've actually got an individual come up here to get my testimony on, you know, actual videotape, so, you know, people can see me. And
who is that? Who are they with?
It was Dave from the Power Hour, right? So, you know, wanted me to come down he'd come up here. We're trying to still work out the details, but he's got like a professional videographer, and, you know,
I know Dave well. He's a great American. Well, that's good. That's good.
So
they need to do that
as
quickly as possible. You know, I mean, I recommend you do that with them, but it's better to get something out there. I mean, you're doing it here on air. Why don't you just go ahead and do it here on air right now?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I did make a video yesterday. It was about 8 minutes long, and I overnighted 8 copies to not family members. One was a family member, and the rest were friends that I, you know, trust most all over the country.
Will you do me a favor and overnight that to me?
Absolutely. I'll do my best. I got to get some more copies of it out and off the PC and burn. I got to go buy more CDs. I was going to send it out to like 20 people. You know, in a sealed envelope, what it's in. You know,
well, I want to keep you for one more segment. You do internet security, IT security, company security. Somebody needs to hire you. You live in Cincinnati, right?
That is correct.
Somebody in that area listening needs to give you a job. And But you know what? You may go through a tribulation now, but you'll be blessed down the line. You've done the right
thing.
Stay there, LJ. We're talking to Lauro Jones Chavez. Fired for being a thought criminal in the new USSA. New freedom. We'll be right back. after this break.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Lauro Joan Chavez, LJ, with us right now. So, just for the record, do you want to state that you're not suicidal and that you're not planning to jump off a bridge?
I am not suicidal. I am definitely not planning to jump off a bridge, Alex. I'm very content with my life. I think everything happens for a reason, and you know, I'm really relieved that I've gotten some of these things off my chest to the public, so that maybe we can get another foot forward in this battle that we're involved in here. And yeah, no way. I'm an excellent driver. My Jeep checks out, so if you read about me in a fireball on the highway, that was totally something done by somebody else.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people, and I just want you to know this, who live in fear, and that there's a whole cult of fear running around in fear. And sure, we can get killed doing this, and patriots have been killed. But I think when you have the attitude of not caring and the attitude of just trusting God, they're in a lot better position. And having your info be, you know, already out there, that makes you a lot safer than, frankly, 2 months ago when you first wrote that letter and nobody paid attention to it. You were in danger for those 2 months. I think now that it's blown up big, that they'll just try to discredit you.
Right, and that's what I see is happening, you know, and I'm, you know, like I told the individuals that have, you know, given me warnings or whatever to, like, be safe, I, like, you know, I'm not gonna bunker myself in my house and, you know, try to act like some creep that, you know, scared to go outside.
Yeah, that's actually how they get you. And then once you put yourself into that position, it's, but most people doing that aren't feds trying to scare you. They're either paranoid or it's their way of trying to get close to you. Oh, you can trust me. I'm telling you about how much danger you're in.
Right.
Believe me, I've heard it all before.
The mind fabricates fear, and I'm in no way scared to
exactly
meet my maker. So,
well, listen, I mean, when I drive down the highway and I'm going 85 miles an hour with 18-wheelers on both sides of me and a concrete embankment, you know, or let's say an 18-wheeler behind me, an 18-wheeler beside me, and a concrete embankment 5 inches away, you know, I don't have fear, but I go, hey, this is pretty serious. I better pay attention. Soccer moms don't. Or you know, cops aren't afraid of that. They're afraid of what they're told to be afraid of. Al-Qaeda and oh, you know, the evil government's going to come kill you and all of this stuff. You know, Bush announcing torture. Bush announcing they spy on us. Announcing FEMA camps. That's actually meant to scare us. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, even if, you know, they wanted to take me out, it would be a bad move on their part because that would just prove to everybody that obviously I was telling the truth, and that would make things so much worse because, oh, this guy comes out and then he gets killed. And so,
well, what they'll do is they'll have one of your new close friends come out and say, well, he did tell me he was depressed.
Right. I shot myself in the head somehow 3 times. I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get a call from, you know, somebody we trust. Oh, he told me he was going to do it. Yeah. Yeah,
sure,
that's how it works. Yeah.
Clearly not. No. I'm still, you know, enjoying the weather, driving around my windows down with the top off my Jeep, you know, enjoying the last of the sunshine down up here in Florida, or
yeah,
in Ohio, rather. And
you know, LJ had just lost his job. He was depressed.
So,
hey, man, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. Obviously, you're going to be looking around for a job now. Are you planning to stay in Ohio?
You know, I want to. There's been talks between, you know, me and my brother. You know, we want to move to you know, Colorado in the future. So, you know, I don't believe in coincidence at all anymore. I mean, there things happen for a reason, and you know, I'm glad that I could do something right. And you know, if I put my career on the line for that, then you know, that's fine. As long as you know, that doesn't go unnoticed, you know, and maybe can spark, you know, other people to come out, you know, because I know there are other military members that were there that day. I know that there are other military members at other bases that saw things, just like I saw things.
No,
and, like,
there's no North American Union. There's no Chinese organ harvesting. There was no Tuskegee experiments. DU's good for you. Mercury's good for you. Why don't you just tell us Dick Cheney's good?
I will not. That will come from my mouth.
Well, what I can't believe is that the people trying to debunk you say, he says Dick Cheney took control of NORAD. Dick Cheney, here's the name of the commander. It's an admitted, executed order that took the shoot-down power away from NORAD. I mean, that's admitted. They just, again, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the problem is that, you know, the 9/11, the truth movement, you know, the truth movement is so, like, they're not organized yet. You know, they're still battling amongst themselves, and I see a lot of that in the blogs, and everybody's still fighting amongst each other.
Well, that has to happen, though, in a way, because there's disinformation artists out there on purpose coming up with bad theories to then discredit us. And if you notice, those are the people who you see on the news over and over and over again. Either they're useful idiots or they're operatives, and they have them on because they can be debunked.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, as everybody needs to, you know, we need to unify. And, you know,
well, because people have seen this info, then they get overly, and they start, you know, jumping in shadows. Listen, do you want to give out your contact info for folks that, I mean, an email address or something, people that want to support you or get in contact with you or job opportunities?
Sure. My email address is Lauro, L-A-U-R-O, dot Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, at gmail.com. For those of you who'd like to send
Lauro.Chavez at gmail. .com. We salute you, my friend. Stay there. I want to talk to you during the break.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I think it's fine to vet people and to not believe them and to research them. And I've even been burned once or twice by people I've had on the show. I mean, that's going to happen. You do interviews every day. You do research. And, you know, but with LJ, Lauro Jones Chavez, nicknamed LJ, you know, he really was in the military. We made phone calls. We confirmed that. We found stuff on the web about him. We found his picture. He sent us in like 5 minutes. He couldn't just make a... I said, hey... I was talking to one of my military friends. He said, ask for his DD-214. I go, hey, call him back. Send me your DD-214. You send it right now. You say you're at home. Yeah, okay, let me dig it out of a file and send it to you. Boom. 5 minutes later, we had it. Couldn't fake it that fast unless he already had the fake one ready. No, it's a classic story. He wrote the letter to the editor because his friend wrote one that was this 9/11 hit piece on the 9/11 Truth Movement. His friend wrote one and said, look at the Cincinnati Post. You ought to write one. So he, in like 15 minutes, writes this big, long letter to the editor. And then he decides to put it on a MySpace account. And no one pays attention to it. Then it gets picked up by Wrench. It goes supernova. And I call him up Monday morning and say, will you come on? And meanwhile, Paul was vetting him. Had already written an article questioning, you know, saying, people are questioning. Let's do more research. And I had him on. He gave us his DD-214, his discharge, honorable discharge. Then we made phone calls that day. And then the people going after him were nitpicking. And one of the most blaring was, he says Dick Cheney was in control and commanded NORAD. Well, here's the name of the commander. See, that's a straw man attack. That's taking what he said semantically and manipulating it, because he said Cheney was in command. Well, Cheney was in command. Just because you can go show some, quote, commander of NORAD, Cheney is his commander. And Cheney took specific control months before 9/11. What, June 3rd? It's all over. It's on the Pentagon's own website with the Pentagon seal signed by Dick Cheney, issued then to the Department of Defense by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. It's been in the newspaper. And so it's frustrating. All right, I gave the phone number out, and we're going to take your calls coming up here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. In fact, who is up first in this big list? Okay, all right. Yeah, actually, I did fire the number out in the segment. We opened the phones up at 3 minutes into this hour, just on record, because I don't want to get into an argument about it, but that's fine. We'll go to your calls coming up here near the end of this segment. 1-800-259-9231, baby! All right. I'm mad about people getting fired, folks. I'm mad about what's happening in this country. I'm mad about the unraveling of our society. And I have to control myself. I can't get angry. And you're welcome to comment on all the North American Union news coming out. You're welcome to comment on the audio at the big hospital. Ah, yes, we have the executions and the holiday and the society controlling mechanism. We have plenty of organs. You're welcome to talk about how in countries they're trying to ban in schools boys standing to use the bathroom to urinate, how they're trying to ban and restrict fast food. It won't end there. But the first big news I want to now get to, the first piece of information I want to get to is the disinformation out of Reuters. Look at this headline. More could be deemed enemy combatants under bill. Reuters. The United States could detain more foreigners as enemy combatants under legislation Congress is expected to debate this week after a last-minute change in the bill, lawmakers said on Tuesday. Democrats complained that Republicans quietly made several changes to the bill, defining procedures for trying foreign terrorism suspects after an agreement last week between the White House and a group of dissident Republican senators. There are significant changes, said Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the top Democrat of the Armed Services Committee. He said the new elements would complicate efforts to push the bill through Congress before lawmakers leave this weekend to campaign for November elections. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, a key negotiator of the bill, said enemy combatants would now include those who provided money, weapons, and other support for terrorist groups, as well as those involved in actual operations. And that means people who gave money to Muslim charities that was then linked or any other charity. Graham of South Carolina said the term enemy combatant would also apply to those fighting a U.S. ally. We're making sure that an enemy combatant could be defined as someone other than a frontline troop, Graham said. We want to make sure that giving material aid to support terrorism would put you in the enemy combatant category. He added that U.S. citizens could not be deemed enemy combatants under the bill. Okay, you can go pull previous mainstream news articles from 2 weeks ago saying U.S. citizens can be secretly arrested and secretly tried by a tribunal and can be rendered in rendition. So, when you're faced with a lie this big, it's really hard to deal with. There have been three different versions of this bill in the last week and a half. And the new version of H.R. 6054, which is only one part of the, there's another bill, is, let me give you the exact link, is 80 pages. Or the printer run out. It's 80-something, actually. I don't even, and this is not even the whole bill. Okay, I guess the printer ran out. I got 80 pages. It's 80-something pages. And what you can do is keyword searches in here. So I keyword search U.S. citizen, enemy combatant. I scan through the bill. And what made me do this morning, because I hadn't looked at this in a couple days, was this email. It says, below is the result of your feedback form. Oh, I guess we have that feedback form thing on our website now. He didn't write that. It says comments. So I heard much ballyhoo on the news about how congressmen were saying that the new Military Commission Act of 2006 would protect U.S. citizens from being classified as enemy combatants. Well, being the cynic that I am, I wanted to see for myself. It took me a while to find it, since they haven't exactly publicized the name of the bill, but I found it, downloaded it from the government printing office. You can retrieve it here. We put a link to it up on Infowars.com. If you look at page 3, section 948A, definitions, you see the definition of unlawful enemy combatant, kind of a misnomer, really. I mean, is there a lawful enemy combatant? Then you will see there is nothing in there that excludes U.S. citizens from being deemed as such. In fact, the cursory search of the document shows the reference to the word citizen in the context of the law is related to citizen counsel. I have not fully read the law yet. I'll get it to you later today. In any case, they have attempted to spin this again. I will look for the Senate version later and see what the differences are. And I did go pull that one. And I did spend time on this. And let me now report to you what is in this. It is classic Bill Clinton. It depends on what the definition of is. Okay? And to boil it down, it's like the government saying 15 million times, we have to have warrants to spy on you. Don't worry, the Patriot Act doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment. We have Bush on tape saying that over and over again. We played it here, and then he comes out and says, well, we don't need warrants because, you know, we got a bill introduced right now that's passing the Senate that allows total unlimited surveillance to the American people. Domestic, I mean, they're already doing it. Now they just want to codify it because they can get in trouble for it. They're worried about impeachment. And it's the same thing here. And they just do this stuff over and over again. But when you read the definitions on page 5 and page 20, let me just turn to them. I was in such a hurry this morning, I didn't get all of this marked. I just wrote the basic pages it was on. And it says in here, when you look at the term citizen, that if you've been deemed to be a citizen, they deem that, that you can be secretly arrested, but that you will then be allowed to have civilian counsel in the military tribunal. If not, you get secret military counsel. But the problem is what they've always stated in the memos and Bush's announcement, where he said, I don't need a law, I just say it in his law, is that, now this is key, listen up carefully on this. I know I'm babbling, it's complex. They decide if you're an enemy combatant. And then when you are designated enemy combatant, you are stripped of U.S. citizenship. Okay? Remember, you've heard them all over the news. You've read the news articles. We've talked about it constantly. Back when Bush said he didn't need Congress, didn't need the Supreme Court, now he's in trouble. Now he's going, okay, I'll get it passed through Congress, but I still have the right to do it anyways. Remember that? They said that we decide if you're an enemy combatant, and we will strip U.S. citizens of their citizenship and designate them as such. So not only does it not ever say in here that U.S. citizens can't be secretly arrested, secretly tried, it also says that it's not admissible in court, in these courts that aren't even courts to begin with, if you've been tortured, if you've been rendered, if you've been interrogated. Of course, there's no torture because they now call torture pressure. And I wrote my analysis of Patriot Act 2, and it took me a couple days to do it back in 2002. Or 2003. And I did win the Project Censored Award for that. I mean, it was a good piece of analysis. And the problem is they keep changing this bill every 4 or 5 days in the last week and a half. They've changed it 3 times the last week and a half. And this is the latest version. And it says no protections, no nothing. And there's a bunch of other weird mumbo jumbo about enemy combatant designation. And it just says anyone, anywhere, who materially aids terrorists or materially aids those that are aiding terrorists. And then you look at the definition of terrorism and its practice, not just Section 802, that it's now any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, or any political action that is designed to influence a public official. That's in the new definition. In the past, it was carrying out violent acts to influence policies or populations. Now, it isn't blowing up buses or blowing up trains or blowing up shopping malls or shooting crowds of Sunday school children. Now it's, well, I mean, there was a New York Times article a few months ago. We've been telling you about it for years, but finally it's in the New York Times, that Patriot Act increasingly being used in non-terror cases. And it listed dozens of examples. I kind of just go from rote the stuff they were doing 4 years ago. There's been so much since then. You know, I always say topless bars, county commissioners, pot dealers. Those were some of the first cases. Now there have been thousands that we know about. I mean, it's sleeping on park benches. It's getting in a fist fight. It's slugging a cop. And they then restrict your free speech. You can't tell anybody about your arrest. They go in the libraries and the bookstores, and they went in Borders Books and took all their records and told the people at their central headquarters. This was 2 years ago. You'll be arrested if you tell anyone we were here. And they gave them the subsection. It's in the Patriot Act. A subsection where you're not allowed to tell anyone that you were warrantlessly searched. But meanwhile, there's a bunch of lying criminal senators all over TV going, don't worry, it doesn't affect you, citizens. Just like Bush in the State of the Union saying, this is not an amnesty, it's a guest worker program. Well, here, let's see. For 6 years, anyone who's already here is instantly legalized, and anyone who can get here is instantly legalized. It's a six-year program. And it allows companies to have unlimited skilled and unlimited unskilled and to pay to bus and fly them here. And it gives them an ID card, which is really the North American ID worker card. And we're getting them too. So it's the end of the country. The toll roads, the Trans-Texas and Trans-NAFTA highways, the Trans-Florida highways, all of it. It's every state. All of this with the amnesty and the national ID card goes together. It all goes together. Take this New York fat tax. Let me get into that right now. And we'll go to your calls after the break, and we'll just take calls for the rest of the show. I know I haven't taken calls yet, and I know we've got loaded phone lines, and I know I've been blowing up all day because it's just at a certain point I'm having trouble taking it. Where is it? Where is it in my stack? Here it is. This is AP. New York Health Board proposes ban on trans fats. Here's another one. Chicago weighs new prohibition, bad for you fats. CBS Health Watch, feds want to regulate fat. Another AP. New York City mulls ban on trans fats and eateries. Here's another one. Obesity surcharges. It's taxing to be overweight today. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what this is and what's going to happen and what's going to develop. And it's because I've read the European plans out of Germany and out of England. I've read the U.S. plan out of the Treasury Department, out of the Department of Commerce, and out of the Department of Agriculture. Three different reports, okay? And I'm not even really doing research on this. This is just over the years, and I went this morning and printed up a bunch of these. Let me tell you what they're going to do. New York is where they always, New York or L.A., California, New York, is where they always start this stuff. Just like they're keeping gun databases and letting the feds use it in New York now, and they're trying to get all the other state data just like Illinois is doing it. These are nexus points. It's like a spider web or a fulcrum. They hook into this and get leverage off of it. And then all the TVs and movies and news shows are produced in these cities, so then they act like fats will be banned nationwide. It'll be on all the TV and sitcoms, just like guns are banned nationwide on television, so then everybody thinks guns are really banned nationwide. Again, it's all perception. It's all perception management. And there's 100 other facets, but this is what they're going to do, okay? You want to know? And before you get into the socialist mindset of, well, trans fats kill a lot of people with heart attacks, and it's bad for you, and then we've got to pay because of through health care for it, which kind of things are kind of socialized now, so maybe we should restrict it. Hey, cigarettes are bad. Liquor's bad. Trans fats are bad. Okay? Not wearing a helmet on your bicycle is pretty dangerous, but I don't do it because I don't like it. Riding a motorcycle is downright stupid. I don't do it, but if you want to, hey, go be my guest. Smash your brains out all over the cement. So let's get that part of the argument out of the way. The government isn't doing this because they care about you. They don't ban gambling because they don't want gambling. They ban gambling so they can come in and take it over and run it themselves. They don't have a war on drugs because they don't want drugs here. They have a war on drugs to go after their competition and to jack up the price, because it'd be too low if they didn't have a war on drugs. It's about making it more profitable. It's so sick, isn't it? How pathetic we are. Oh, it's sick. May I search your car, please? I'm looking for drugs. No, you can't search my car that your boss has shipped it in to begin with. I don't use your garbage. Ah, idiot. That's what I want to tell him. Idiot. Anyways, when we get back, I'll briefly tell you what life's going to be like just in this small area. How many years have I told you they're going to tax the fats? Oh, they're not going to ban them. Don't worry. Don't you worry for a single second. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We don't need no education.
Everett, Kathy, Rico, Chris, Dave, lines has been loaded up all hour, I know. We'll take your calls coming up in the next hour, just continual calls. Again, I could talk for hours about just this fast food issue alone. Fast foods have new types of fats that have been created that your body isn't even designed to absorb. They're basically like plastics, and they do fill your arteries. And, of course, the media lied to you and told you it was normal fats that were bad. All the real scientific studies show that the true fats in moderate amounts are very good for you. Okay, real butter, things like that. Your brain is electrochemical, and 90-plus percent of your brain, of the solid matter, of course it's 70% water, but 90% of that 30% is cholesterol, two different types of cholesterol. It's an electrochemical oil-based computer. I mean, it's a big blob of oil. And that's why they tell people who have seizures to eat, you know, high-fat foods. And a wide spectrum of fats is because you need that for brain operation. So I'm just putting that out there out front that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who's really heading all this up and advising Department of Treasury, Department of Commerce, a bunch of other departments are involved, but I've read reports from those three over the last few years, is they plan to tax it all. I mean, they're going to have a vice tax for your health, of course, that goes to health care, part of it, for alcohol, for beef, for chicken, for all forms of pork, poultry, everything. It isn't just going to be trans fats and these weird, you know, artificial fats they create. It's going to be everything. And guess how they're going to implement it? When you swipe your national ID card, you'll be arguing with idiots in 5 years, folks. It's already in place, and you'll be arguing with them because it'll still have your state on the license. It's like, you know, your region. And they are going to then categorize. You're going to be able to get so much beer and so much ice cream and so much beef. But when you, and this is how it's going to start. At a certain point, you won't be able to really get anything. It'll be flagged, and you are going to actually get not CPS, but adult social workers are, this is the new tyranny, boy, it's scary, will come and say, were you having parties? Well, why are you eating all this? Because your record is going to show off what you swipe. And they're going to also do a quote for the sales tax. It's going to start for that first because it's going to be graduated. You make under like $14,000 a year, no sales tax. And it's going to be apportioned to the state, and the county and the city and the feds, so that brings more federal control in. You'll have to swipe that card or thumb scan at your computer to, even when you make shopping cart purchases or when you're at Dillard's or Walmart. It doesn't matter. So they're going to sales tax you while you do it. This is the excuse for the databases. They're going to track what you eat and what you do. And it's already starting, insurance companies are already starting to get the data on what you're eating and using it. That's come out. And it's going to be hell. I mean, it's going to be bad. And they are very close to passing the law in New York to ban all trans fats, and then they're going to have the new trans fats police. You know, instead of just not eating McDonald's, or instead of having a heart attack and suing McDonald's, which I really think people didn't know. So I think if you were on McDonald's before a year or two ago, and you ate it for 10 years, and you do have a heart attack, I don't think you can sue them. I think they are culpable, partially. And now people are enough educated that it's really their fault. I think there ought to be a cutoff date, too. But, you know, again, the government's got a million reasons to take our freedoms to keep us safe. None of it has anything to do with keeping you safe. It's all about getting control, micromanaging your life. I mean, we're going to be prisoners, folks. What we eat, what we do, and then we go to Europe, to Norway, where they're telling the boys that they have to sit when they use the bathroom because it upsets the girls if they don't.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.